We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, and every Monday, Jeff and I do a three and out there when it's football season about the three big college teams. You got the Gophers and the Tommies, St. Thomas in Division One, and you have the best Division Three team in the state, maybe in many parts of the country, the St. John's Johnnies. And let's start with those Gophers. You know, Jeff, I got to be honest, I turned the game off after the third quarter. And, you know, when they're up 21-0, and they were just cruising, and I know that P.J. Fleck's such a great coach. They must have, what did they win by, 50, 40, 50? Did they put up like 70 like the Dolphins did? I mean, P.J. Fleck is just too good a coach for them not to just keep pouring it on. So what happened?
Well, you know, it's funny, Bob. The Gopher football, whoever runs their Twitter or X account, before the fourth quarter started, put up the score of them being 21 points up and said, only 15 to go. And I'm like, yeah, that didn't age well.
Yeah.
I can remember, but this is, I mean, let's be honest. It's whether it's PJ Fleck or, you know, Jim Wacker or Tim Brewster. This has been historically what the Gophers do. I can remember, watching the 1989 game against Ohio State where they were up 31-0 at halftime and they blew that one.
Wait a minute, you're making it sound like the Gophers lost. I know. It sound like they lost. I can't help it, Jeff. I just, when I saw what happened, I even put something similar on Twitter/the X about, good congratulations to the Gophers.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you blow that? How do you blow that? And I'll just go off on a little tangent. How do you blow the Vikings? How do you blow the opportunity? You get the ball at the Chargers 24 because they went for a 4th-and-1 at the 24. Their coach, he basically knew if I go 0-3, I'm fired. So he was taking his shot, and now he still has his job after that because the Vikings just, 24 seconds, you run off the
Vikings,
clock.
Your question, Bob, whether it be the Vikings or the Gophers, how do you end up losing like that? By doing stupid things. I mean, again, turnovers again, right? We had the fumble, T.J. Hockenson fumble, and we have the game-ending interception, right?
Yep.
Clock mismanagement with the Gophers. I don't know what they were doing on that punt return. Why they let it roll into the end zone, and then give the touchback. I think it might have been Michelle Tavoy up in the booth with them or something. Somebody sounded like, and they're like, what are they doing? You know, because they literally, it bounced at the 2 and the Gopher player ends up catching it in the end zone. Like, did you think you were on the return? Did you just forget what you were doing? But you could kind of tell when something like that happens, it's like, okay, that's how this is going to finish up. So these mental mistakes, regardless of the team, especially in these close games, because remember, we're talking about a year ago, the Vikings were winning all these close games,
yes,
right?
11-0. Now they're 0-3 in close games.
These mental mistakes can kill you.
Yep. And it killed the Gophers. And you know what? You could take Kevin O'Connell and P.J. Fleck and we'll leave it at that. I'm not impressed with either one of these guys at all. I haven't been from the
beginning. We're 7 years into the Fleck era now, and we're still spinning our wheels with mediocrity.
And it gets worse when those Pac-10 teams come in.
Yep.
Much worse for them. So he's, you know what, and I don't know if there was a time when he was a hot coach. You know, when he got the 9 wins and when he got something going here, I don't think he's a hot coach now. He's just he's a coach that just watched that game. That is the worst thing he can put on his resume is what happened against a lowly Northwestern team.
Yep.
So, not good. All right, now let's talk a little bit about those Johnnies. They played the other top team in the MIAC, the MIAC, and they put a pretty good number on Bethel, their only real competition.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, in the past it's been a little bit close, but yeah, this was not even close this time, and it was a pretty convincing win. And, you know, we talked about it a few weeks ago, Bob, about when the Johnnies were scheduling, you know, other ranked teams in exhibition, and why would they do that? Well, this is why they do that, right? Because it sharpens them. What's the old saying? Iron sharpens iron, right?
Yeah.
It sharpens them for the regular season, and we saw that with with this game with Bethel. And, you know, I jokingly, our mutual friend Boz Bostrom, who's, you know, probably the biggest Johnny football supporter there is, and he was talking about the game on Facebook, and I commented, I said, congrats on your 2023 MIAC championship, because there really isn't, beyond Bethel, there isn't much talent in the MIAC.
I think they would have to play Bethel again because they do have a playoff now. So, I mean, Johnnies are the class of that, of the MIAC.
What the Johnnies have to be concerned about is without the Tommies there anymore, you know, and the Tommies and Coach Caruso can be kind of a lightning rod for some of those schools. But with the Johnnies always being the one to beat, they wear the bull, right? So some team is going to try to, you know, you never know if some team can somehow put it together, bring their best on a Saturday and you know, on their home field or something and try to put one up on St. John's. You know, but they've been wearing the bullseye for decades.
Yes.
So,
that goes back to the 50s, you know, when Gilardi was coaching. Yes. They always had that bullseye
for about a decade or so. And then the Tommies got kicked out. Now they've got the bullseye back.
But you know what? It's a well-coached team. As a matter of fact, the Gophers and Vikings should wish they're as well-coached as the Johnnies are. Because they've had great coaching for more than six decades, you know, into the seventh decade. So, yeah, that's not I don't think see that as a problem at all. And now you, the Tommy alumni, your team finally won after a couple of tough losses. And you played Morehead State Eagles, home of, or the school that gave the NFL and the New York Giants Phil Sims.
Yep. Yeah, you know, open up the Pioneer League season with a home win. They had to come from behind. They did beat them, but you know, it was coming on the heels of the two exhibition losses to South Dakota and Harvard. It was nice to get a win, but the Tommies, you know, they're still in their year three of their 5-year playoff probation phase because of the transition up. So. They won the conference last year. So, I feel good about their chances in the conference. But again, we know that their season ends with the regular season. There's no playoffs for them, but this is still getting a division one program to the next.
Yeah. Step. Off the ground. Now, Jeff, I gotta correct you a little bit. Now, this is something that fans and alumni will do. You mentioned Harvard and they had the other loss. That's not an exhibition season. That's a non-conference season. When your team loses, you often tend to call it the exhibition season, but it's not an exhibition season.
Yeah, right. No, it counts as a regular season loss. I just use the terms interchangeably.
No, I understand, but that's something an alumni would do.
No, those are the games but again. Those are the teams that they needed to be playing because they need to test themselves against established.
Absolutely. Oh God. Yeah. No question.
Where they line up.
Yeah. I just think it's funny. I don't think I've ever criticized you before because there's nothing to criticize.
Well, I did see some, you know, people complaining about the Gophers result and complaining about PJ Fleck. And I saw a few comments saying they should hire Caruso. I'm like, keep your hands off Glenn Caruso. Don't suck him into your failure vortex.
Hey,
over.
You can hire the Johnny coach too. He's a heck of a coach. You can do better.
The Johnny's plans are saying, keep your hands off Coach Fashing.
Yeah. Gary Fashing. Like, we're keeping
like
him.
It's like vortex of mediocrity. I think that's where coaching careers go to die over at the U of M.
Yes, they absolutely do. All right, Jeff. Thank you so much. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone.